Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
So I was telling you about Eric Clapton at the start of the show today and the fact he had to end his Madrid concert early last week. He was hit in the chest by a vinyl record that had been thrown at him from a member of the audience while he was on stage, and obviously it led him to skip the show's planned encore performance. But it does open up a much bigger conversation around concert etiquette. And musician and broadcaster Fíochán Brannán is with us here on the line today. Over the years performing with the Hothouse Flowers, what have you witnessed?
Oh, you know, I mean, we've been very fortunate to witness pretty much nothing but good vibes. I mean, the only thing we can complain about is people talking too loudly during quiet songs, but that depends on the architecture of a given venue, you know?
Yeah.
And that would be a minor quibble.
And has that got worse?
Very fortunate.
Fíochán, has that got worse over the years, that chit-chat among the audience?
That really depends on where you're playing, you know. If you're going to be playing at in a late-night bar with an audience who are enjoying the fruits of a late-night bar and the possibility of a disco coming up after you finish, you've got to expect that. If you're playing in a theatre, you know, or in more of a listening venue, then you kind of do, you know, the architecture commands that sort of silence during a quiet song, which most of the 99.9% of the people attending a gig are going to want. They're going to want to hang on your every word, you know.
It must be terribly frustrating, though, you know, for artists on stage, you say, particularly during, you know, if it's a quiet or a slower acoustic song and, you know, you're dealing with this kind of poor behaviour in front of you.
It can be for sure, and it also can be a challenge. It can be, you know, you can try and win them over in some sort of way. You could have a bit of fun with it. I tell you who's great at doing that is Christy Moore. I mean, he finds the way to engage whoever's having the chat and make fun of it in a way that isn't kind of aggressive or anything, but just shuts them up, you know, and everybody laughs and then the gig carries on, you know.
I remember talking about David Gray here last year. It was early last year. I think he did a gig at the Three Arena. And I think afterwards he said, you know, he stopped during it and called out people, I think, for their poor behaviour like that. You know,
right.
And, you know, the rowdy audience, and we were chatting to members of the public that were there and said that really gig goers have nearly forgotten how to behave, you know,
yes,
when they're at events.
Well, you know, it depends. Again, it really is down to the type of venue you're playing. And, you know, it is also up to a band. Like, a band is there to be heard and to be listened to. But a band is also there to be there to entertain. And people are there to be entertained. And sometimes, you know, you've got to make judgments on what songs you play where, to create, you know, an arc in the energy of the concert that pleases the audience, you know. I mean, you can't expect to go in a big venue and play all slow songs, you know. That's just not going to work. So you've got to, you know, it is up to the artist as well to
onus is on them, right? Our own Ciara Tracy is with us, Fíochán, as well here in studio today, because you're a fairly regular gig goer. I mean,
yeah,
have you noticed a dip in concert etiquette?
I have, but in the other way round. I actually noticed I was at Kneecap in December, and you'd expect that to be a very lively audience, but I actually found the younger crowd were very much standing around. And yes, there were mosh pits, but only when the band had to really orchestrate it and really had to get people to, you know, get lively. And I do feel like after COVID, so many younger people now just don't know how to act. Yes, there'll be people maybe throwing things onto the stage, which is bang out of order. But I think for the most part, people just are so self-serving when it comes to watching artists now. It's very much doing it for the TikTok moment and not actually living in the moment.
Does that bother you now, somebody in front of you at a gig with a phone in the air?
A little bit. I understand the recording, like, you know, a few favourite songs. But there are times when you just see people actually looking through their phone screen rather than the act right in front of them.
So somebody recording a quick 15-20 second
not
video.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Sometimes a whole song. Or I remember during Oasis last year at Wembley, there was a guy who was stopping at every song to write down the set list and to rate each song during the gig.
Stop.
So I'm like, I don't know how you're able to rate this because you're not even paying attention to what's happening.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was absolutely ludicrous.
Do the phones, you know, like that up in the air, Fíochán, does that bother artists when they're on stage performing? Is it distracting?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, I think the phone-free gigs can be a great thing. Again, it depends on the artist. But then again, you know, you see phones in the air with their torches on, and it creates this sort of a bit like people used to hold their lighters aloft during an emotional song, and that can be kind of beautiful, you know. But I mean, I totally agree with Keir that, you know, in terms of trying to capture every moment of every gig, and you're filming away, and that, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, at what point you know, be in the moment and enjoy the gig for what's happening right there, and you know. In that moment, that's important.
This texter says, I was at a gig last year in the Olympia. There was two people beside me. They talked the entire time, the whole way through the gig. It was absolutely awful, says this listener. Claire Howland, who's an assistant professor at University College Dublin in psychology, is with us on the programme as well. What's your experience at gigs, Claire?
So I actually work in music psychology, so we do a lot of research around audiences and how people interact with music. And I have to say that I would think that it's very specific to the different artists and the different social norms that you see in people's behaviour does tend to link with the type of music and the age group and the regularity that people might attend concerts. So I don't think there's a general trend of people's behaviour deteriorating at music events or concerts. I do think they're more isolated events. You know, that we don't hear an awful lot of arrests or violence or, you know, really bad behaviour happening at concerts.
Thankfully.
Thankfully. But of course, at big arena gigs, if you have a huge section of the population, you're just going to get more of everything. You're going to get more good behaviour, more bad behaviour. And sometimes those really big, huge, like Oasis events become almost like a landmark social event for some people. So they might even behave differently at that event than they would at other events.
It's funny you say that, because there's a text here who says, the listener says, festivals are the absolute worst. They're the pits. Nobody's paying attention to any of the gigs.
I think it depends, again, on the festival. I've gone to a few festivals myself, and I know that some of them are really full of music listeners, and you can see the audience really running from stage to stage to get their favourite artists in, and they'll spend a lot of time down at the stages. And then there's other festivals, people will state it. They say, I don't even go to that festival for the music. I go for the food, the arts, everything else. I'm actually not that interested in the music. So I do think there's a lot of variety that we'll see. So, and again, like some types of music, acoustic music in particular, I think often does command a bit of silence. There definitely seems to be a culture around that. But I mean, big electronic music or big disco music, you're going to see a lot more dancing and chatting and interacting as a normal part and an expected part of the interaction. So although some people do prefer silence with no chatting, there are a lot of different types of music events where chatting is endorsed and could even enhance some people's enjoyment of the event.
Listener says, I do want to video a gig so that I can look back on it on my phone. People get annoyed, though, about phone use and they need to get over it.
Yeah, I do think there is a time and a place, though, because I know for a fact I've taken a few second clips of gigs and I've actually never looked back at them. And I know maybe some people do, but I just think I'm just doing it because it's almost like this social media fear. I have to get proof of this. Otherwise, did I really go? But I do think it is important to just put the phone down and live in the moment. I know Bob Dylan does the pouches where he puts it away. You know, you can't go on your phone. I'd say that's a biblical experience.
How do you feel about people using their phones, Claire?
I think they're in the same place. We used to have disposable cameras to capture some of those moments.
And remember those?
The photographs, they used to be awful. Remember, they'd be big bleachy white smiles and really horrible photos you'd never look at again. But in the moment, you're kind of having this really peak experience that you want to capture and hopefully remember. And I do think the novelty of mobile phones is wearing off. I think some people are still using them or maybe streaming onto social media. But I think increasingly people are kind of being a bit more selective about how they're using their phones and kind of wising up to not allowing it to disrupt the live experience, which is what most people are actually there for. Because listening to music in a live setting is completely different than hearing it recorded afterwards or watching it online.
Where's the best place to go, Fáithne, for as an artist for you to perform?
Oh, goodness. It depends on the, you know, with Flowers, we sometimes play in the smaller art centres or in the little 400-seater theatres, which are very, you know, hushed venues and people are really there for the music. And we generally do those as a three-piece. They're the kind of acoustic gigs. But then with the full band, you know, you're talking, you know, Vicar Street or the Olympia Theatre or the festivals. Mm. And we kind of, a festival stage is kind of a natural habitat to us. We take it on, even if people don't know who we are. there's an energy that comes with getting on a festival stage, and you really want to win over the crowd, you know.
There's a great text from a listener here who says, there's also those people, you haven't mentioned them yet, that sing along out of tune, they can't sing, they've the wrong lyrics, and the morons that clap along as well, and they're totally offbeat. At the moment though, Fake No Brain on Claire Howland, our own Ciara Tracy, thanks a million to you all for joining us in the programme. Email, as always, if you want to get in touch with us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.